Hello, my name is Luke Hatton, and today we have an enterprise podcast about the application process and sort of negotiation to get a job role. So we had a talker from Group M or Mediacom, and she sort of talked to us about all different things regarding sort of the process of your application and sort of how to get a job and stuff like that. Group M represents 30% of media all across 18 markets. What they do is they plan and buy advertising space for clients, so her sort of insight into this is really, really, really good, and it definitely will help us in the long run. So first of all, she sort of spoke about rotation schemes and the application process. So there are a few different ways you can sort of be assessed and sort of looked at if you're right for the job. So there's an assessment center where you could be doing individual tasks or work in a team, and it sort of give you a chance to sort of meet people and see what it's like in the actual workplace and see how you sort of work in that workplace, so they can get a good understanding of how you are. There could be a cover letter, but they're not doing that. You could be asked to answer skill-based questions rather than submit a traditional cover letter. They might ask you sort of stuff applied to what apprenticeship or what job role you're going for. And then obviously there's CVs, still important document that you should definitely have. But for lots of different programs that they offer, it's sort of just a start. And then we sort of talked about what is a cover letter, really. So they sort of went into it. You can call it a message to the hiring team. It can even be an email sometimes. So what you want to do is tailor your message for the employer to answer the question that they're thinking, which is, can they do this job? So you want to make sure that in your email, you're definitely answering that question, that you could do the job you're applying for. A very good way of showing you and showing your skills, talents, abilities and your brand is using an infographic cover letter. This could be to promote your personal brand. You could sort of give, there's an example here, a day in a life. So you could give all your different things that you go through in your day and what sort of routines you take and how you sort of look at the world and how you go through it and what work do you do, what's your hobbies. This will give sort of the employer a great understanding of who you are, what you do and what you're good at. Then there's to go into more detail about the assessment centre. This could be 15 to 30 minute long structured interviews. There could be team exercises, debates and maybe a presentation that you're asked to give. Sort of more common these days is video interviews, as they won't get you to go down to the actual place or an assessment centre. They'll be all online because of COVID, obviously. So there'll still be all these questions, and you still definitely need to prepare like you would be going into a real interview in real life, because it's a one-on-one, it's face-to-face. You want to sort of present yourself well still. A great part of this was how to stand out. So you want to be prepared, you want to show your knowledge, and definitely make sure before you go into the interview, research what you're going to be interviewing for, because this is really important, as they might ask you certain questions that you need to know about the industry. So yeah, and then the next way to stand out is make sure that the stuff you're good at, you do tell them what you're good at. But there's no point in just skipping over that stuff. If you're good at something, you should show them. So that could be sort of your hobbies or the work that you do outside of a sort of college or outside sort of the working world. Anything you're actually good at that you enjoy would be great to show. Then you could also use experiences and sort of evidence of stuff that you've actually done before that you could show them or tell them about that you've done. That could give you sort of that boost over other people that you've done this, I've made this. This could really help you. And then finally, obviously, you just want to be yourself. You want to make sure that what they're seeing is you completely, not just someone you're trying to make up and trying to be the perfect candidate. You just want to be yourself, because they're looking for someone that's an actual human, that's good to work with, and still has the skills and the knowledge of the industry that they're going to be applying for. So then we moved on to negotiation. So sort of the overview of negotiation. They're not just important for sales professionals. These skills can help you to land a better contract for your first job and much more. With a little practice, anyone can learn the simple rules of negotiation. So it's not always about the culture. It seems on structures, and there are no rules around it, to be honest. But they do like people that want to step out the comfort zone and sort of be different and show what they want in life. This may be sort of a good way to show that you're not scared of just going ahead and doing things. And yeah, it's a good way of showing you're confident. So there's always an offer that's made right at the start, and maybe you don't like that offer too much and you might have other options. So maybe you need to research it a bit more, see what's going on, see if there's something different that you want to do. Maybe it's not the right thing for you. You definitely need to understand what they want and what you want, so sort of getting something between those two sort of areas would be great. You want to make sure you know your worth. Don't just be taken for granted. Make sure that they know that what you can do is definitely worth something, and not that they're sort of lowballing you on the contract side of things. Make sure you, in the future, you have something that you want to aim to, like a final position or something that's really important to you that you have. So you want to make sure that is definitely in mind when you're going for a job. Never let it get personal is really important, they said. You don't want to be upset about things. This is a business. So they want to be making as much money as possible, so you just want to keep that in mind when you're sort of doing all that. And then of course there's be prepared to walk away. So this might just not be the right thing for you, and just because you got given an offer, you shouldn't take it. Like, it might not be the right route to go down for you. You might find something else that's better, but yeah, you just gotta make sure that you're prepared to definitely walk away and know what's good for you.